I'm doing great. How are you? Where are you?
I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, thinking about the Red Machine and, you know, your career.
And the lumber company.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, my. The lumber company, Griffey Sr. and all that. I mean, that must have brought back so many memories anytime you think about your career, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. I mean, you think, and you bring up Ken Griffey, he was from Altoona, right?
Yeah.
Altoona, Pennsylvania. Yeah, the local kid, I guess. That was pretty good. Yeah, it brings back so many memories. And we had a reunion not too long ago, and all of us were back for the reunion. And it's like, you know, in so many ways, like walking back into the locker room. It's so good. I mean, it's so cool to be a part of that.
Absolutely. What would you say was your fondest memory as a Cincinnati Red?
Walking in the clubhouse in 1975 after Game 7 and looking into that locker room. And I was one of the last ones in. I was doing an interview, and I came back and came in the locker room, and I looked. You know, baseball, you got to have the best individuals at each position. You can win individual awards. When I walked into that locker room and I saw 25 players, I saw the coaches, I saw the trainers, I saw the equipment men, I saw the owners, saw the sponsors, and they were all world champions. And then that was it. That's where it really got me, that we were one. We were all together as one, and we were world champions. Nothing like that feeling ever existed.
It seems like it. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't imagine being a world champion and how it feels, especially for the community of Cincinnati. And I talked to a lot of Cincinnati Reds before in interviews, and just the how much they love their Reds and to be champions. Wow.
We had such a great support, and but internally we were a team that, you know, with Pete, Joe, Tony, and Junior. I mean, Ken Griffey Senior and Cesar and George and Davey. I mean, you know, people. I go around the country and people were fans of other teams, but they'd come up and say, you know, I was a Cub fan, I was a Dodger fan, but man, we really respected you guys. And they could actually name the lineup. So the integrity and the quality of the professionalism, and when you really look forward to going to the ballpark every day, and you knew that you were going to win in the sixth inning when you were two runs down, that's the feeling. That's where it really is good. That's when you separate yourself. But the standard of which we played and the standard which we held accountable to ourselves was incredible, and that's why we had such a great ball club.
Yeah, when I spoke to Griffey Sr. about it, he gave me a tremendous history of the Cincinnati Reds from his book and stuff, and just about how amazing that team, those teams were. Now, let's go now to something that makes me very passionate, Johnny. I started out as an educator before getting into radio, and I'm a former teacher that owns a tutoring consulting company. And when I learned about this app, the Smithfield app, I was really impressed, because it's something that's very needed in schools and for parents as well.
Well, I have 7 and 10 year old boys, and my oldest one was bullied in kindergarten, and I didn't like it then. And I've sort of followed the apps and followed the technical side of things. And we approached Smithfield with our idea of having this app, and we've had it developed, and here's what we'd like to do. And they said, we're in. So Smithfield basically is a $25 million gift. It's a $5,000 app, but they're giving the first 5,000 schools this app free of charge. Now, there's a monthly fee, but all users, whether it be parents, students, teachers, or alumni, can download this app free. It's all customizable. The school can design it the way they want to. But inside that app, and when you punch on that app on your phone or your iPad, you will be led to the site of your school, and you'll be able to check out your calendar, your schedules. You'll find out there's going to be a testing schedule that parents will know when their kids' tests are. You will be able to be alerted by all push notifications that you choose, whether it be from the drama club, the Spanish club, the band, or whether you want sports or just in general. If there is an incident at the school, how would you like to be a parent and immediately get a push notification that says, we are on lockdown, all kids are safe? And if that push notification goes out to student, immediately go to your classroom or go to your safe place. We are in a situation. And more importantly, 13 million kids are bullied every year, whether it be at school or cyberbullied after school with Twitter or with Facebook. And it is the third leading cause. Suicide is the third leading cause of death for teens. And a lot of it has to do with being bullied, with being, you know, you go home and you get a Twitter, you get a tweet, and you get Facebook, and these little petty jealousies that kids have. And that child will be able, that student will be able to report anonymously a case that he is being bullied. And if we can deter any a third of the bullying, a half of the bullying, then we've really done a job. But this app is so proficient at giving all the information to the, throughout the school to anybody that's downloaded that we're really happy with. And can
explain,
I say, go to, all you have to do, if you're a principal, an IT guy or student, all you do is go to SmithfieldSchoolApp.com, SmithfieldSchoolApp.com.
And I was going to bring up, Johnny, how hurt were you as a parent when you knew your child was being bullied? It's happened to me. I have five children of my own, Johnny, and it's very hurtful. It's very hard to be sitting still and knowing
what's
happening.
You can almost read it, can't you? You can almost read it on the child's face. That something's different about it. Something's going on. And they don't want to talk about it because, you know, they're embarrassed maybe in a lot of ways, and they think, well, I should be standing up to this kid. And we try to tell our kids, don't do this. Don't take this. You don't have to take this. This gives an opportunity to that child and empowers that kid to be able to do something about it. But it is, you know, you're just devastated that somebody within that school is doing that. I was picking up the kids at school the other day, and this lady came up, and she was crying. And my mother was crying, and I know her well. I've known her for a couple of years. I said, what's wrong? Oh, my daughter, these other girls are just treating her and everything else, and she doesn't even want to go to school. I mean, she's got the sweetest little daughter in the world. I mean, why in the world?
Yeah.
They're all wearing the same uniforms. And it's like, gosh, this is ridiculous. And that's why this app to me is so valuable.
It definitely is, because the anonymous part, Johnny, then the school knows that cyberbullying is really a big problem in their school. A district outside of Pittsburgh, Pine Richland, my district, has had so many suicides, Johnny, in the last 2 years. If these kids were able to reach out for help before this bullying led to them committing suicide. So a school district like Pine Richland, my home district for my child, where I live, would get this app. What a big difference this would make in a lot of the issues that we're having in that community, or in other communities in the Pittsburgh area, or all over the world, in fact, John.
Thanks for saying that. I mean, and think about this as well. I mean, and it's true. When you said that, it's like kids who are all of a sudden it's happening to them. What does it lead to? Well, it leads to depression. Maybe it leads to drugs. We know that once that happens within drugs, then you don't make very valuable decisions. Now, all of a sudden, you go down a different path, and that leads to other things. So all of this is sort of just, it's layered on as to what is happening to your child. And, man, I mean, you've got five kids. I have three boys. I mean, it's like it would be so devastating. It's so, and when you see something that's happened, you can't imagine that family or what they're having to experience. It's just awful. So we hope that by going to Smithfield School app, we'll get a lot of these schools to sign up, and they'll have an opportunity to deter and stop it before it begins.
And that's any school, right? The Diocese of Pittsburgh, my wife teaches at the Diocese of Pittsburgh, so it's not just public schools. It can be any school, right, private or public, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about cyberbullying, but in reality as well. If you had the ability to find out everything that's going on in your school, from schedules to calendars, you're involved, whether it be a PTA meeting. You can send out push notifications saying we're having a PTA meeting. We're having a bake sale. The football game has been changed. We've rescheduled to do this. You're up to date immediately, whatever situation. Not only will the student be able to report cyberbullying, they'll report graffiti. They'll report incidents. They can show anything that's happening within that, but at the same time, the parent is getting all the information, and the more power the parent has, the more support they can give to their child.
All right, again, the website one more time, Johnny, for us.
SmithfieldSchoolApp.com.
And any place to follow you? Are you on social media, Johnny, for people to check you out?
Yeah, Johnny_Bench.com, then you can also go to JohnnyBench.com. I have my own website.
All right, well, Johnny, what are you currently doing? What's up? What's news with you?
Well, I'm really involved in this right now, and of course I'm the father of a 7 and 10-year-old boy, so I'm involved in their soccer practices and their tennis, and they're going to start baseball again hopefully next year, and you know, and I'm traveling all over the place really trying to get involved with the weather, the work that I do, and for the whether it be the Blue Emu. We're also coming out with I'm involved with a company that has a self-chilling can, chill can, a West Coast chill. You twist the bottom of it and goes through your beverage goes from 80 to 40 in 50 seconds.
Awesome. Well, Johnny, if you're in Pittsburgh, shoot me a message and we'll hook up. Okay, sound good?
That'd be great. Yeah, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
All right, Johnny. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye.